yes, I'm going to change my way of living. And if that ain't enough, I'm even going to change the way I strut myself. Good morning to you. Today is Wednesday, February 13, 2008. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBM for a program that we call I Kid You Not, where we look at the headlines briefly, invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443 with whatever may be on your mind. We've got some interesting topics to discuss with you on today's show. So as we say, whoever you are and wherever you may be within sound of my voice on this Wednesday morning, thank you for joining us and welcome to our show. Well, the Potomac primaries, as they're called, involving Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., provided Barack Obama and John McCain with what the pundits are now calling front-runner status. So what are your thoughts on the results yesterday in the Potomac primaries? Our phone lines are open here, 800-313-9443. Get on the telephone. Tell us what your thoughts are. Tell us what you think about the primaries yesterday. Now, this morning, following the past couple of days' discussion on the illegal aliens, I thought it would only be appropriate to share what should be. You know, probably, it's probably the most uncovered story in the history of the United States, and I'm referring to the complete and total giveaway of our national sovereignty under the guise of what's known as the North American Union, presented by who else but Bush. It should be a huge concern for all clear-thinking Americans, the North American Union. And this particular subject links directly to the illegal alien crisis in this country, explains a lot of things, sort of connects the dots. It's a link. And crisis is the only word to adequately describe what's happening under our noses. And if this is left unchecked, in my opinion, it could well mean the destruction of the United States of America as we know it. So that's a pretty important subject, I think you'll agree. Now, let's take a moment this morning and give you some background information on the latest surrender of the United States sovereignty under the Bush administration, under the North American Union, which incidentally is the brainchild of the shadow government. You've heard us discuss this on this show and others, I'm sure, the CFR, and its offshoot, the Trilateral Commission. And at the same time, explain why President Bush is so intent on giving amnesty to who knows how many millions of illegal aliens. The estimates range anywhere from 11 to 40 million out there. And this North American Union will explain why he only pretends to guard our borders and sends border agents who are doing their jobs to prison. Extended terms in prison, unheard of. And who wants to extend amnesty first and then secure our borders when the people, according to the latest polls, by a huge 70% or more, depending on the poll, want the borders secured. We'll be back. What are your views on the North American Union? 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. I thought an appropriate subject, since the last couple of days on this show we've been discussing illegal aliens and the problems associated with that fiasco, which nothing is being done about, and I thought this would be a good way to sort of connect the dots, sort of a link to what we're talking about. And I'm referring to the North American Union. The North American Union intended to replace the United States of America. Now, that ought to get your attention, and I'm sure you've heard about it before. If not, this is something that we should all be aware of. An enlightened populace cannot be enslaved. Thomas Jefferson warned us. We have to know about these things. None of the candidates running around loose asking for your votes all over the nation from either party are discussing the North American Union. Because it's a hush-hush thing. You're not supposed to know about this. Now, I'm referring to an article that appeared in WorldNet Daily, written by Jerome Corsi, who says, President Bush is pursuing a globalist agenda to create a North American Union, effectively erasing our borders with both Mexico and Canada. Now, let me stop there. That says a lot, doesn't it, about why we're not doing anything on our southern or northern borders to protect the American citizens. I'll say it again. President Bush pursuing a globalist agenda to create a North American Union, effectively erasing borders with both Mexico and Canada. This was the hidden agenda behind the Bush administration's true open borders policy. Now, that's a paragraph loaded for bear, isn't it? Secretly, of course, he goes on to tell us, secretly, the Bush administration is pursuing a policy to expand NAFTA politically, setting the stage for a North American Union designed to encompass the United States, Canada, and Mexico. What the Bush administration truly wants is the free unimpeded movement of people across open borders with both Mexico and Canada. Now, that goes a long ways, does it not? This is my comment. Does that not go a long ways toward explaining why we're imprisoning our Border Patrol agents who enforce the law, and while the fence is not getting built, why we're not putting the National Guard, at least, down along our borders, while we're not building the fence? That's the link, isn't it? This is and it goes back, really, to the CFR, the shadow government, and its offshoot, the Trilateral Commission. So he's nothing but a puppet. As all of the candidates that are running now, for both parties, are also members of the same secret organization. Now, I ask you this. When's the last time you heard President Bush refer to the North American Union? You know, you won't anytime soon, because it's not a story that's supposed to be out there. And we report, you decide. Fox News, they're not reporting it. CNN is certainly not reporting it. The Alphabet Networks, they're not reporting it. Really, about the only place you're going to hear about it is on RBN and other similar networks. This is where the truth is being exposed, and you can do with it what you will as an informed citizen. Now, go back to the article here that Corsi wrote in WorldNet Daily. He says, President Bush intends to abrogate U.S. sovereignty to the North American Union. President Bush intending to abrogate U.S. sovereignty to the North American Union, a new economic and political entity which the president is quietly forming, much as the European Union was formed. Pretty much beyond the radar screen of the citizenry over there in Europe. The blueprint that President Bush is following was laid out in a 2005 report. See, now this has been going on now since about 2005. The blueprint President Bush is following laid out in this 2005 report, which was entitled Building a North American Community. And it was published by the Left of Center Council on Foreign Relations. Surprise, surprise there, huh? CFR. The CFR report connects the dots between the Bush administration's actual policy on illegal immigration and the drive to create the North American Union. At their meeting in Waco, Texas, at the end of March in 2005, President Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin committed their governments. Now, let me stop there for a moment. What authority did they have? Forget Fox and Paul Martin. What authority did Bush have to commit our government to such an agreement? That is strictly unconstitutional. It's a form of executive branch tyranny, if you want to look at it that way. Let me remind you again. At their meeting in Waco, Texas, at the end of March 2005, Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin committed their governments to a path of cooperation and joint action. Didn't consult Congress, where the People's House was to vote on this. This was a singular action by Bush. Where are the courts that are supposed to prevent executive branch overreaches like this? Strictly unconstitutional. Anyway, Corsi goes on to say that we welcome this important development and offer this report to add urgency and specific recommendations to strengthen their efforts. What's the plan? Very simple. Erase borders. Boy, bingo. Home run, huh? But that's the plan, folks. Erasing borders. So if you're wondering why Bush, and believe me, if you elect McCain or Hillary or Obama, it's not going to change, because they're all puppets on the same string, aren't they? That's how serious this whole thing becomes. They're doing an end run around the Constitution, much as David Rockefeller said that they must do in order to bring about this New World Order, or order, as I refer to it. That's the plan. Can I repeat it? You erase borders. The plan is contained in a security and prosperity partnership of North America. Little noted, when President Bush and President Fox created that in March of 2005. In March of 2005, the leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States adopted the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, better known as SPP. Get those numbers in your mind. They're going to come back and haunt us. SPP, establishing ministerial-level working groups to address key security and economic issues facing North America, and setting a short deadline for reporting progress back to their individual governments, Mexican, American, and Canadian. President Bush described the significance of the SPP as putting forward a common commitment to markets and democracy, freedom and trade, and mutual prosperity and security. The policy framework articulated by the three leaders really represents a significant commitment that will benefit from broad discussion and advice. Well, with who? Where's the broad discussion coming from? I mean, you're not going to hear about it on the major media, on the alleged media. You're not going to hear about it in the newspapers, television, radio, for the most part. Where's the discussion coming from? It's under the radar screen, folks, intended to be that way. You're not supposed to know about this until it's actually in place. The task force is pleased to provide specific advice on how the partnership can be pursued and realized. And to that end, the task force proposes the creation by, here's the thing, proposes the creation by 2010. Just a couple of years from now. The task force proposing the creation by 2010 of a North American community to enhance security, prosperity, and opportunity. Oh, those are lofty goals, aren't they? They go on to say that we propose a community based on the principle affirmed in the March 2005 joint statement of the three leaders, that, quote, our security and prosperity are mutually dependent and complementary. So they're all three in cahoots. Its boundaries will be defined by a common external tariff and an outer security perimeter within which the movement of people, products, and capital will be legal, orderly, and safe. Its goal will be to guarantee a free, secure, just, and prosperous North America. Oh, aren't those lofty goals? Bill in Idaho, welcome to our show this morning. What's on your mind?
Yes, thanks so very much, Mr. Wayne, as usual, right out there on the front lines. Very much appreciate your efforts, certainly the efforts of the Republic Broadcasting. I sure hope people support that little station. I just mentioned the folks maybe that are just, you know, now lucky enough to know about your show and certainly the radio station, that they take the opportunity.
Bill, can you hold on there for just a moment? We've got
a
break.
Sure, of course. Sure,
okay.
Sure.
Our phone here is 800-313-9443. Don Wayne with you. We've got Bill and Idaho on the line. We'll be back in just a moment. North American Union.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here with you. A program we call I Kid You Not, and we're kidding you not for sure about the North American Union. Unfortunately, I wish we could say that this was not true, but it is. We have Bill in Idaho on the line with us, and Bill, go ahead, continue now with your thoughts.
Well, your excellent efforts to educate and inform the public hopefully is not too little too late, considering all the effort and time resource that the Patriot Christian community puts to make sure that you do have that little voice, considering what these Nazis at the national and international level have done to one of the greatest media and communication systems in the world by blocking out and restricting the words and constitutional point of view mentioned by the only constitutionally authorized candidate running, Mr. Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. But we only stand on the shoulders of giants. I mean, if you'd observe, you know, what Mr. Wayne is talking about, you go to UN Watch by Joan Vian. I mean, you can pull it up on www.womensgroup.org, UN Watch. The very
Bill, you might want to repeat that before you leave us, because that's an important website.
Womensgroup.org. Divide the world into regional groups as a transitional stage to world government. Populations will more readily abandon their national loyalties to a vague regional loyalty than they will for a world authority. Later, the regions can be brought all the way into a single world dictatorship. Who was that? Remember back? Joe Stalin.
Are you asking me?
Well, we're the audience. It was Joe Stalin. It was before the end of the world.
I was going to say Stalin. Stalin and Lenin won. Yeah.
Yeah. 1942, before before there was an end to World War II. Basically, very early on in the beginning of World War II. It's in the Establishment's Man by James J. Rummey, 1992. But Miss Vian's newsletter and documentation that I'm reading from is May of 2001. Folks, you need to listen to what this gentleman is saying and get very busy, very quickly, educating and informing and spreading the word. You don't have that much time. Go to Mr. Nikoloff's article of April of 2007 in the Idaho-Observer. Read the history. Read the history of Mr. George Bush II. The history in that article, which is very replete, is just one of many sources of who George Herbert Walker Scherf and his progeny, George Herbert, or George Bush II, are and who and what they represent. And I thank you, Mr. Wayne, for all your efforts for the Republic. Bless you.
Well, I want to thank you, Bill, for the same. Thank you for your kind words. Appreciate your participating in what we're trying to do here. And, you know, if enough people are armed with the truth, something, hopefully, is going to be done.
Hopefully they become informed and educate others. Even go to their congressional record. Make their representative get them, if they can't find it themselves, Volume 97, Part 15, September 18, 1951 to October 20th of 1951. Might be absolutely amazed what Mr. Wood from Idaho had to say in regard to the United Nations, who ultimately becomes the arbiter and the controller of the spoils of the war that Mr. Bush and his father are performing against the Constitutional Republic and the United States.
Well said.
Bless you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bless you, Bill. Thank you for your contribution. Very valuable contribution. And, of course, we're referring to the North American Union, SPP, Security for Peace and Prosperity. Doesn't that sound like a lofty goal? Wow. Boy, I'm for that. How can anybody be for against that? Security and peace and prosperity? Wow. Boy, who do I vote for that's going to help promote that? The problem is that anything that the CFR or the Trilateral Commission people are doing is probably against the best interests of the United States of America. I mean, that's just a given. And yet all of these members, with the exception of Ron Paul, all of these candidates asking for your support and your vote, a blood-bought vote, the blood-bought right for you to vote, well, you get the idea. Another break coming up here. Our phone is 800-313-9443. Talk to us. What are your views on the North American Union? It's coming to your block very soon, folks. Don Wayne back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you here. We're going to be here till the top of the hour. We're discussing a subject that you'll not hear much of, if anything at all, on the major media, the Alphabet Networks, CNN, Fox News. Oh, you'll hear about Britney Spears. You'll hear all about O.J. Simpson, you'll hear all about whatever story they can dig up that's going to be a diversion and that's going to get your interest, and you're going to stay glued to their screens, television screen, wanting to hear every word about Britney Spears and O.J. and Natalie Holloway, and this goes on. But you won't hear anything about the North American Union. Now, that should tell you right there, hey, what's going on here? If what I'm saying is true, if there's even just a little bit, a thimbleful of truth in what I'm telling you, we're in big trouble, aren't we? And yet we don't hear about it. And that's all part of the plan. That's all part of the plan to dumb you down in our government schools, to make sure that our schools are not teaching liberal arts, but the humanist agenda, which is nothing but propaganda. We've got some stories, if we get to them in this hour, on what's happening with the secular humanists out there. But the North American Union is something that you should be as familiar with as you can become. You will not hear much about it in the debates. You won't hear anything about it probably in the debates. That's a no-no. The CFR, the trilateralists, they'll tell their candidates, namely McCain and Obama and Hillary, you stay away from that subject. We don't want the American people getting on to us. Steve, in Ohio.
Hello, Don.
Good morning to you. Welcome to our program. What's on your mind, Steve?
Good morning. I got this research paper here that I was looking at, and I thought there's a few facts on here that people might be interested in.
Good.
It's from the Pew Research Center, and they sort of did a study on how, like, the illegal aliens coming into our country is going to affect our population. And they did a report showing what our population, the makeup of our population by the within 40 years, what it's going to look like. And it looks like, I'll just give you a few of the just percentages here. Looks like white people in America is going to go from 67% down to 47%. They'll be a minority. And the Hispanics will triple in their figures. So blacks will stay the same, and Asians will go up about 4%. So what you're looking at is the population is going to go from 303 million, what it is today, to 438 million in 40 years. So you're looking at the whites being a minority, the blacks staying the same, and the Hispanics tripling in their figures. So, a group, with that much a percentage of the population is going to be able to put their senators in and congressmen So there's going to be one heck of a change in the makeup of our population, and that's just...
You won't know. You, Steve, will not know know this nation if you were in a time machine and came back 20 years from now. You wouldn't know this nation. The culture is in the process of being totally destroyed. The culture that built America is being destroyed.
You're right.
Referring to the Christian culture.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Go ahead.
I agree with you 100%. The only thing I disagree with this report is they say there's going to be an America in 40 years, and I have my doubts about that.
Steve, you know, we have an hour on this network from 8 until 9, Monday through Friday. And I've made it sort of a responsibility to try to get the word out on these critical issues that are facing this nation of ours. Critical issues of ranging from gun control, which to me is aiming what you're shooting at, hitting what you're shooting at, and illegal aliens, and this North American Union. And these things are all connected, and they all come back. They all come back and they distill down to the CFR and its offshoot, the Trilateral Commission. Now, I'm sure that many of you have heard of these organizations before, but they're known as the shadow government. And they're the ones that pick our candidates, with the exception of Ron Paul, everybody running out there since John F. Kennedy, all the way back to John F. Kennedy, with the exception of Ronald Reagan and now Ron Paul, have been members of this shadow government. Go ahead, Steve. I didn't mean to take up so much time here for you.
Well, that's all right. I always sort of wanted to get your opinion. Do you think that they're barring a revolution, that there's any way we can stop losing our sovereignty in this country? Can you see any way to stop it?
Well, let me answer this way. Thomas Jefferson once said that we may need a revolution in this country every 20 years to maintain our constitutional republic. And he didn't mean that we were going to fight them with pea shooters. He meant that we needed a well-armed population. And that's another reason why the liberals, especially, and too many misguided conservatives, want to get your gun.
Yeah.
I don't know. To answer your question honestly and truly, Steve, I cannot answer you that. I don't know.
Right.
I would hope we could do it through the ballot box, but as long as the CFR and the Trilateralists control these candidates, there's not much hope there either, is there?
No, there isn't. Not to get off the subject or anything, I was looking at the record of how these senators voted on this visa surveillance act. Everybody was against that, you know. I heard everybody that I talked to was totally against it, but they passed it through anyway, you know. And just it doesn't seem to do any good to write your senators and congressmen anymore. I know that's not a good thing to say, but it's the truth, you know. They just don't listen to you. So I don't know how else to go about trying to save America. I just don't know how to do it. You know, like I say, barring a revolution. I don't know. I doubt if we'd have much luck with that either, you know. I mean, with the technology and the arms and everything, you know, how's a guy with a shotgun going to stand you know, stand against a big government like ours. You know, it's just, I just can't see, I can't see that, any success in that either, but I don't know. So, but that's
all
I had to say.
We can hope, that, given a podium, you know, here, for example, on this network, where we try to get the truth out to those that are willing to accept it, you know, truth is always stranger than fiction, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think the only answer I've ever come up with is just exactly what you guys are doing, is getting the information out and teaching people, educating people, you know, so I wouldn't know how else to go about that, you know, except for what you guys are doing right there.
Well, we sure appreciate your input, Steve, and I know that your state is going to be one of Hillary's firewall states, right, along with Texas?
Yeah.
Texas,
yep.
And Ohio, that's where she's going to stop Obama, she thinks? What do you think?
I'm real curious to see what happens here. This is a Republican state. You know, we have a lot of conservatives here, so we'll see how it goes.
You betcha.
Okay,
Steve, we want to thank you so much for your input. We appreciate your call.
Okay, goodbye, Don.
You bet. So, thanks again to Steve in Ohio. We appreciate your well-considered remarks, Steve. And your question to me, I wish I could answer that in a more positive way. When he posed the question to me, can we do this short of a revolution in this country? A revolution is constitutional. It's what these politicians are doing that's not constitutional. But you know, calling evil good and evil good, that's what they do. They flip it around. And those that are saying, hey, if it takes a revolution in this once great constitutional republic of ours to save this constitution, that millions of people have paid the ultimate price to protect, and then we go to the ballot box and throw it away. I don't think we have that right. I don't think you as a free person, you meaning the editorial you, not the literal you, I don't think you and me have a right to pass on a country that is less free than the one that we were born into. If anything, we want to leave a more prosperous America behind to our posterity, to future generations, don't we? That's what we ought to be thinking of. And instead, we're thinking of our own personal security. I mean, both Obama and Hillary are out there promising universal health care. Not how they're going to pay for it. Oh, no. We're just going to promise universal health care and let the chips fall where they may. If it gets us elected, boy, that's all the more. Because after all, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for the power. They're more interested in their own self-aggrandizement, their own positioning in high office in this country than they are, I can guarantee you, than they are, and this goes for all of them with the possible exception of one or two, they're more interested in themselves than they are in your welfare. They're not statesmen. They're politicians. Cheap politicians. That's what they are. And we stand in line and we praise, for example, their ideas about actually what amount to nothing more or less than socializing America. That's what John Dewey wanted to do, and we're getting off the subject here, but, you know, it's all linked together. You say to yourself, well, gee, Don, you're getting off subject. No, I'm not. It's all linked together. That's what we try to do. We try to put the pieces together here, the pieces of this puzzle together, so that it makes some sort of sense. Because right now it doesn't. Right now we've got an election, and if there was ever a time in this country when we as a body politic, as a sovereign American citizen, in a free country, or what's left of our freedoms, should be told what their agendas are. Most of them won't tell you what their agenda is. Bush didn't. Bush lied to us, didn't he? Came right out and lied to us. And I'm not talking so much about 9/11 or anything like that. I'm talking about where he's coming from. This man is a danger. He's a constant danger, 24/7 danger to this nation. And that's what I'm trying to share with you this morning, what he's been up to behind closed doors with Canada and Mexico, with this North American Union thing. And we'll get back to that for a moment here. But as I mentioned, the plan is simple. Erase borders. Now, does that when we connect the dots with that, does that seem to make a little more sense as to why we're not building the fence, why we're not putting the National Guard down there, why we're not protecting American citizens, which, if our founders were here, would say that's a treasonable offense? Because their first, the government's first job is to protect this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they're not doing that. But, you know, we don't really need to worry too much about it. It's more important that we worry about universal health care, somebody else paying for our hospital care. Franklin once said, anytime somebody gets something for nothing, somebody gets nothing for, or something, if you get something for nothing, somebody gets nothing for something. Somebody's going to pay the freight. And, of course, you're not going to hear from Obama what his change that he has in store for this country is, or from Hillary, or from John McCain. They're all three out of the same, they're all three out of the same jug. They're all three members of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. So it's like voting for any of them is like putting the fox in charge of the chicken coop, isn't it? And it gets back to what Steve from Ohio said. Is there any chance of us taking this nation back short of a violent revolution in this country? And I don't know, Steve. And listeners, I really don't know. I wish I did. I wish I had the answer to that. But getting back for a moment to this North American Union thing, in March of 2005, the leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States adopted a Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, SSP. Get that implanted in your mind, SPP. Establishing ministerial level working groups to address key security and economic issues facing North America, and setting a short deadline for reporting progress back to their governments. Boy, they're anxious to get this thing started, aren't they? Bush described the significance of the SPP as putting forward a common commitment to markets and democracy, freedom and trade, and mutual prosperity and security. Boy, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Wow. The policy framework articulated by the three leaders is a significant commitment that will benefit from broad discussion and advice, they say. The task force is pleased to provide specific advice on how the partnership can be pursued and realized. All of this without any approval from Congress. Think of it that way. He's not going to the Congress and trying to, or attempting to get congressional approval for any of this. They're doing the end run around Congress and the Constitution. Now, if that is not a treasonable offense, please tell me what would be. Now, to that end, this task force, which is a threat to your freedom, which is a threat, a lethal threat to the United States of America as we know it, proposes the creation by 2010 of this North American community to enhance security, prosperity, and opportunity, blah, blah, blah. We propose a community based on the principle affirmed in the March 2005 joint statement of those three infamous leaders that, quote, our security and prosperity are mutually dependent and complementary. Its boundaries defined by a common external tariff. The common external tariff. Of course, they're going to reach into your pockets for some more money. And an outer security perimeter within which the movement of people, products, and capital will be legal, orderly, and safe. Its goal will be to guarantee a free, secure, just, and prosperous North America. Boy, I'm for that, aren't you? Doesn't that sound great? Wow. Boy, let's get some more prosperity. That's what we need. Let's give up our sovereignty. Who cares about that? Hey, security is more important than liberty, isn't it? Huh? Mercy. The North American Union plan, which Vincente Fox has every reason to presume President Bush is still following, calls for the only border to be around the North American Union, not between any of these countries, or, as the CFR report stated, now I'm quoting directly from the CFR report, the three governments should commit themselves to the long-term goal of dramatically diminishing the need for the current intensity of the government's physical control of cross-border traffic, travel, and trade within North America. Can I say it again? In other words, they want to completely destroy the national boundaries. The three governments should commit themselves to the long-term goal of dramatically diminishing the need for the current intensity of the government's control and on. We'll be back in a moment. What are your thoughts on this nefarious, infamous plan? 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here. In the remaining moments of our program, we have Greg on the line in Iowa. Greg, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Say, I just wanted to make a quick comment. You were kind of mentioning the treasonous actions of George Bush. And mm-hmm. my comment is that I don't think that the members of Congress are any less treasonous for allowing things to happen. In other words, you know, I think they are just as responsible for rolling over and basically allowing this administration to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Very well said, Greg.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Why doesn't President Bush just tell us the truth? His secret agenda? is to dissolve the United States of America into the North American Union. The administration has no intent to secure the border or to enforce rigorously existing immigration laws. Securing our border with Mexico is evidently one of the jobs Bush just won't do. It's against his grain. He's a one-worlder. He's a skull and boneser from Yale University. New World Order type. If a fence is going to be built on our border with Mexico, evidently the Minuteman Project is going to have to build it. They're going to have to build a fence themselves. And, of course, they're being put in disrepute by the politicians of both parties. So the question becomes, will President Bush protect America's sovereignty, or is this, too, a job that the Minuteman Project will have to do for him? You know, it's not really a lot of fun putting together stories like this, presenting them here on RBN. It's not something that puts a smile on your face, but it should give us all pause, shouldn't it? What's going to happen to this once great country where the best generation from World War II landed on the beaches of Normandy? 7 out of 10 dying. For what? For this? I mean, give me a break. John McCain, you can call him a hero. I don't know if he is or if he isn't. There is some talk out there that McCain was anything but a hero. But I don't know about that, and I'm not going to shed any aspersions on him. But we know for one thing that Barack Obama's never served in the military that I've heard of. Hillary Clinton has never served. They've never put their boots on foreign soil and said, here we are to defend what the United States of America is all about. It's all about freedom and opportunity. It's all about freedom to worship God. There were stories here that I didn't even get to today, but maybe I'll get to tomorrow in Florida, where the secular humanists are shutting down any, they're going to make evolution, for example. So they have to teach it as a fact in Florida schools. They're trying to get that through the Florida legislature down there. So all of these things are happening under our very noses. And what do we do about it? Steve in Ohio said, how do we do this? And I don't know. I don't have an easy answer. This whole problem hasn't developed overnight, has it? It goes all the way back. It really, if you want to take it all the way back, if you want to research this whole Illuminati thing, it goes back to 1776. The Illuminati was formed in the same year as our founders gave us the Constitution. And I hear our theme. I want to thank you for joining us on this program. I think it's been a very important program, a very important vehicle to try to get the truth out. I'm Don Wayne, and I kid you not. See you tomorrow.